love to hear this congregation sing because you sing with your heart and voices. And interestingly enough, that's what Mike wanted me to speak on. We've been talking about transformation for what, a whole month. And so transformation. And he wanted me to speak on transformation and the joy of singing.
And we're going to tie this together here in just a moment. But remember what transformation means. It's a change in form, a change in nature, a change in appearance, a change in character. And interestingly enough, when you go over to the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1 and 2, it says, "Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And listen to this, he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light." That word transfigured is actually translated from the exact same word as transformed. And we get our word metamorphosis out of it, that conversion, that change of state, that change of appearance. The change, as we're talking about spiritual things, the change of character, the change of our spiritual appearance. You know, when we allow God's Word to genuinely transform us, that is our nature, that spiritual nature, that spiritual character, that spiritual appearance, not the physical outward person. Our mind, that is that spiritual heart, is going to be renewed. It's going to be converted. It's going to be transformed. From the old man of sin to the new man that's in Christ, when we're truly transformed. That's what's going to happen. Now, that doesn't mean that we're never, ever going to transgress God's law, that we're not going to stumble occasionally, because we know we will. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And there's none righteous, no, not one. We understand that, but we have that avenue that allows us to come back to God on His terms. Now, that renewal, that transformation, if you will, that conversion from one state to the other state, is going to manifest itself in a number of ways, not the least of which will be finding joy in singing and singing praises to God, to edify our brothers and sisters in Christ. See, when we're transformed, we ought to want to let our voices be heard. We ought to want to sing songs of praise to God. We ought to want to have that mindset that says, I want to edify, I want to lift up my brothers and sisters in Christ. I want them to hear these words of these songs that we're singing that elevate us and give praise and honor to our Father in heaven. You know, in James chapter 5, verse 13, we have these words that were penned by James. Is anyone cheerful? That is, anyone who is merry and of great spirits, good spirits, let him sing a country and western song. No, not what it is. Is it rock song? No. Pop song? No. It's Psalms. That's what we're instructed to do. If when we are cheerful, that is, when we're filled with God's love, when we're merry and we're in good spirits, we're supposed to be singing psalms. Christians, I've said this so many times in the past, that my wife probably tired of hearing it, but it is simply the truth. But as Christians, we ought to be the happiest people in the world, the most cheerful, joy-filled people anywhere in the world. Why? Because we've been bought with a price. That price was paid by Jesus on the cross, and we don't have to lose our souls eternally. We can live eternally with God. We ought to be the happiest people in the world. We can actually sing that song, "I am redeemed by love divine," and mean it, because we are children of God. But turning your Bibles very quickly to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll cross-reference Colossians 3 here along with this. But in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 through 20, Paul would write to the church at Ephesus and tell them to be filled with the Spirit. Now, if you go to Colossians 3 and verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. They're synonymous terms. when we are filled with the Spirit is because we have allowed God, Christ's Word to dwell in us. And not just dwell in us a little bit, but richly. The idea of being an abundantly. But if Paul goes on to say, be filled with the Spirit. Now listen to this. Speaking to one another in psalms, in hymns, and spiritual song. Now listen to this. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks in your heart always to God, to the Father, in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Listen to what he's talking about here. We're to speak to one another. When we do this, you know what we're doing? We're teaching. We're admonishing. We're encouraging one another. And we do this through our voice and through that spiritual heart, making melody in your heart to the Lord. And doing what? Giving thanks because of that. We can give thanks. In these, true transformation through the Word will produce a thankful, joy-filled heart toward God that will in turn manifest itself, if you will, spring forth in our singing and building each other up in the faith. Folks, when we sing, let's sing like we mean it. Let's hear each other. Somebody said, well, I don't have a very good voice. Well, neither do I. But you know what? That's not what's commanded. We're told to sing and make melody in our heart. It sounds good to God, even though my voice may not be the best in the world. So we need to be doing that. And I ask a simple question before we go to the invitation. Shouldn't our transformation as God's children show itself in joyfully lifting up our songs, our voices, in praise to God, in edification, encouragement of one another? Let your voice be heard. That's what God wants us to do. We are to be transformed, and that ties into the joy of singing. Look at it as a joy to sing, something that is enjoyable to do. Because, folks, I'm going to suggest to you that when we get to heaven, there might be a lot of singing going on. You might as well get used to it and enjoy it now. If there's anyone here who's never been obedient to the gospel call, you know what you need to do to be saved. You've heard that the word preached. You believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You're ready to repent of your sins. You're ready to confess Him before men. And then you're ready for your next step. And that is to be baptized to have your sins washed away, Acts 22 and verse 16. That saving efficacy that is found in the gospel of Christ. Peter would put it this way in 1 Peter 3 verses 20-21. The like figure, even baptism, also now saves us. If you haven't been obedient to the gospel call and you know what you need to do to be saved, let me make this suggestion. Don't put it off for another moment. Why? Because we don't know how many moments we have in this world. We don't know. Maybe maybe everybody here will have the joy, if you will, of a good, healthy life to 100 years old. But it may end today. Don't put it off. Maybe it is the case that you're a child of God and you haven't been living as God would have you live. We're not living that transformed life that Paul would write about in Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. We haven't been living like that. And you need to come back to God. And I've said this so many times. We can't come back to God but one way, and that is on His terms, the way He said to do it. And you need to do that as a child of God. We stand ready to assist you in any way that we possibly can as we stand and as we sing this song.